Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Closing arguments are underway at the Oneida County Courthouse concerning the case of a 70-year-old Minocqua man accused of killing his wife in the early 1980s. Robin Mendez is accused of murdering his wife, Barbara, and then trying to conceal the fact that he had done it. District Attorney Michael Sheik this morning presented a nearly 90-minute closing argument, saying there were 75 pieces of evidence against Mendez. Mendez's attorney was to give his presentation, and then it would go to Judge Jill Falstead for consideration of a verdict. We'll have more on the story coming up later today. Officials at the Rush Center in Ashwaubenon say they're anticipating a crowd of at least 10,000 people to attend a rally featuring President Trump this weekend. The Republican Party of Brown County says it's been contacted by people from Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, and others who want to attend. The doors will open at 4 p.m. Saturday, and the president will speak at 7. And the U.S. Forest Service aims to have the trails and campgrounds available for the opening of the state's fishing season, but Mother Nature has other plans. Officials at the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest report the delayed opening of the recreational trails and some campgrounds due to persisting snowpack and high water. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says the lingering winter is to blame.
Well, we've got snow hanging around still. It's melting, but still hanging around in a lot of places, especially in the shaded areas. And then, of course, with the snowmelt comes high water. And so we've got some trails that are still really saturated, some that still have snow on them, but we have crews out assessing and really out there just watching conditions and seeing what needs to be done to get them ready for the season.
And she says keep watching for postings when things will open up.
So we'll be posting information on our website about when everything's going to be opening as we know. So next week we're going to be assessing on May 1st to kind of see where we are. We will probably have some campgrounds that are going to be able to be opened next week in time for fishing opener. And then our trails, we're going to just continue to assess those, you know, every week, working with our trail clubs and other partners, and make sure that we're all in line when we do open those so that we got nice connectivity for visitors when they come up to the Northwoods.
The Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest website is available if you Google CNNF. Teachers made the pitch Monday to the Lakeland School Board for an additional math teacher. Some more individualized help could be given to students struggling with understanding math. Department head Jack Jarvensavu made the case for hiring a math interventionist. He says the administration and board have been good in handling resources to help students.
Today we stand before you because we need some help. We need more resources for our kids to be successful in math.
He says several years ago, Lakeland's math curriculum was revised to meet Common Core state standards, but about that time also came some challenges. He says the department was reduced from 7 members to 6, and the second was the graduation requirement was increased in math from 2 credits until 3. He says despite those challenges, the school's upper-level students and mainstream-level students are doing well, but he says he doesn't want the lower-level learners left behind.
There's just not enough time. When we do have a prep period, we have kids coming in like crazy to get help. To be honest, I'd just say that the teachers and the students, a lot of these lower level students, we're barely staying above water right now. We need help.
No action was taken. The administration will come back with a recommendation and additional information at future meetings. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies with a high near 67. Tonight, cloudy, low 44. Thursday, sunny, high 65. Friday, sunny, high 53. And then cooler, chance of rain, possibly some snow showers on Saturday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.